to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Oh, there he is, straight off the bat there, Bryce Edwards. Dr. Bryce Edwards, hello, good morning to you.
Hello, Mikey.
Now, I want to talk to you this morning about politics.
Yes.
Yeah, good day. Your favourite topic. Hey, so you had knocked out a very interesting column in the last couple of days, talking about the transparency of government and the transparency of the previous government and the questionable transparency of the current government.
Yes. Well, the last one was pretty crap. They they obfuscated. They kept things pretty opaque. They did not deal well with the Official Information Act. They allowed their government departments to pretty much make a mockery of it and abuse it. And so I'm hoping that this new government's going to, well, follow the spirit of the Official Information Act a lot better and maybe even review it and make sure it works properly for democracy. Because, of course, when they were in opposition, this Labour Party and the Greens were very much on a high horse about the National Party or the National Government being crap with official information. So now they're in government, I'm hoping they will actually fix the situation.
But this lack of disclosure of the coalition document, or the so-called coalition document, or the mysterious coalition document, has you a little bit worried?
Yeah, there's been a few things to worry about in terms of whether this government is going to continue in the same way as the last national government. But it's pretty weird, this whole coalition document. So the situation goes back to when the coalition was announced between New Zealand First, Labour and the Greens. Winston Peters said, well, here's the coalition document. It's, I can't remember what it is, 8 pages long. But we have another document which we will release, which is 38 pages long. And this will detail how we're going to work together. And, you know, journalists have started to ask, you know, the Prime Minister's office for this document, okay, can we have a copy of it? And the Prime Minister's office is saying, no, it doesn't exist, or even if it does exist, it's got nothing to do with you guys, it's not part of official information. And it's all a bit odd at the moment.
Yes, yeah, so I can remember Winston Peters saying that it would be made public, but I'm pretty sure that I remember asking Jacinda Ardern about it and her saying, well, I don't know whether it will or not, because it's, yeah, I don't, she wasn't going to be sort of, she wasn't going to green light that at all when we spoke to her about it. But that was quite early on in the piece, but it does seem unusual, doesn't it?
It's a bit of mystery.
And is it because is it a bit of a we know better, or it's better if we just leave it and get on with the job at hand sort of situation, or is there things in there that people may question?
Oh, well, under the Official Information Act, governments don't really have a choice. They can't just say, "Oh, we'd rather not, you know, give this to you." It is official information about how the government is going to operate. So under the law, they actually have to, unless there's a really good reason to do so. But so they just don't really have a choice. But there is a kind of a possibility that this document doesn't actually exist. Maybe it was Winston Peters kind of big noting, or sort of making more out of something than it really was. So maybe it was just a few handwritten notes on, you know, a piece of scrap paper. But even if it is that case, it's still official information, and under the law it has to be released. So I don't know, it's all a bit odd. And
but it would seem to go with the I guess the marketing and the public profile of the current government to not keep that sort of thing.
That's right.
Secret, wouldn't it?
Because they have the new broom. They are the ones that are, you know,
relentlessly positive.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to be different to this old government. And, they're being relentlessly positive. They are... So, I don't know, it is a bit odd. I'm a bit surprised by this. And there's a few other areas that are a bit of a worry. So, there's government departments that... Every government department has to put forward what's called a BIM, which is briefing for the incoming... Ministry, I think it's called, and it is a document laying out what's the state of that sector, what needs reforming, etc. And they were given to the government about a month or so ago, and they should be made public, and I think they will be made public eventually, but so far the government is denying access to them. They're not giving journalists access to them. I think what they're likely to do is release them all in one day.
Right.
Which is, you know, perfectly legal and everything, but it kind of, in my view, goes against the spirit of open government, because that's what governments do when they want to just flood all this information out so that the media, the public, can't really, you know, properly process and debate that information because it all comes out at once.
Hey, so are you aware of the Toby Manhire's story talking about the discoveries that David Fisher has made?
Well, yes, that's right.
Can we talk about that? Because that's quite fascinating. That's only just popped up overnight.
That's right. So, of course, you know, you have to go back to 2014, you know, the election campaign, .com had his moment of truth.
See, I love that moment of truth. I think that was really underrated, that moment of truth. I thought that was a really, really notable, whether he got any votes because of it or not, it was a notable moment, and a lot of people just brushed it under the carpet. But
that's right, and it revealed some, you know, really important things about the way that the New Zealand intelligence agencies are operating in cahoots with their, you know, partners in the Five Eyes, and that Snowden put forward this allegation that the Prime Minister's office here, or, you know, the government here, was setting up this new program, codenamed Speargun, and that it was going to tap into the data cables that go, you know, that carry all information from New Zealand to, you know, the rest of the world, and that
so a mass surveillance of internet traffic, flowing in and out of the country. Yeah,
exactly. It's going to suck up all our information and process it all, and, you know, this was quite astonishing information.
He was very clear when he said it, though, wasn't he? He was very specific about the whole thing. Yep.
He had seen the details. And the government didn't deny that this was true, in the sense that Snowden's information was kind of correct, but they said where he was wrong was that it never proceeded, that John Key cancelled it. He, you know, didn't like it. He said it was too broad. So he told intelligence agencies not to proceed with it. So
the quote that he said was that the business case for the highest form of protection was never completed or presented to Cabinet and never approved. Put simply, never happened.
Yes. So David Fisher's been searching around using the Official Information Act and getting the documents, therefore, that prove that that's not quite true at all, what John Key said. Yes, there was a business case put and so forth, and John Key did actually stop it, but he stopped it only after he'd received advice from his intelligence agency to say that Snowden had the information and was going to release it at some stage. And
wow.
So John Key did cancel it, but only because
they got busted before they could get it up and running.
Exactly. So there's questions about whether John Key lied about that, and it seems that he did to me. But as we know, truth is sort of malleable. So yes, he did stop it, but it wasn't because of that business case. It was simply because he was being caught out.
It just happened to be at that time that he knocked it on the head.
Right. Exactly.
I think this is fascinating and incredibly telling, but do you think at this stage of the game, New Zealanders give a shit?
They didn't totally give a shit then, so no. It's too sort of abstract and arcane and sort of, you know, all the details are a bit complicated. So no, I mean, as far as we know, the project didn't go ahead, so that's probably what most New Zealanders would be concerned about. John Key did seem to lie, but
you lie about that. What else are these lying? You know, what other lies are there? So you got to, you know.
Exactly. So he said he would resign if that was happening. If it happened, it did seem that he was going to be.
He did sort of resign, didn't he?
Well, true, actually. Yes. So no. So what's disturbing, and this is Toby Manhire's argument, is that so David Fisher had the story, but it didn't even run in the print version of the Herald yesterday. I don't know if it's up there in the newspaper today, but it only went online, and then it soon got forgotten, and no one was really talking about it, apart from people on BFM.
Good on us. I had the most, like, someone very, very, someone who would never normally comment on such a thing, make a comment the other day about how they've stopped reading the Herald because they just think it's so national bias. And that's not someone who ever has ever mentioned politics to me at all before. Like, and some, you know, this is someone my mum's age, you know, it's like, who's been pretty solid Herald reader, and then but they've shut it down now. They're over it. They just read between the lines and sort of, well, they're reading something between the lines, you know. Interesting. Hey, yeah. So where to now for that story, do you think? Is that sort of it?
I think that probably is it.
Surely we've got to find out that of course he knew about .com before. You know, there was that whole thing about
that's
how he
right.
said he didn't know anything about that raid. Of course he did.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on.
Again, I'm just not sure how much appetite there is for anyone to care about that story anymore. But it is. It comes back to important stuff about, you know, our governments and their integrity and how honest they are. So, yeah, I think we should be following up these stories.
You know, they say, honesty, such a lonely word. All right, Bryce, thank you very much.
Yep, good stuff, Mike.
Lovely talking to you, and great article too, by the way.
Okay, thanks.
Three cheers for transparency.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.